couldn't learn in a block tomorrow. So we had a machlikas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you shechted a bird and you found that it's trefa, it still generates, it's not metame. And according to Rameyer, it is metame. According to Rameyer, it's metame. Rameyer holds that if you moilik a bird, and you found that if you were moilik a bird, and you found that it was trefa, according to Rameyer, that's it. You did the right thing, even though it was trefa, and it's no longer metame. It's only nevela sovtoir. Rameyer holds it's still metame, because it says in the pasuk, nevela oit trefa, and what do you need trefa to teach you? Any kind of trefa is including nevela, right? It's teaching that even though you shechted it, it's still metame. So then we're asking, then we brought another pasuk, chelev, and we said, according to Rameyer, how would he learn pshat over there? So now we're up to the Gemara here. Elamar says, Rav, Hatoida Amra Yavai, you know what it means, it says Trefa, you know why it says Chelem Nevela, the Chelem Trefa, the Torah is coming to teach you, Yavai, you asked me a question, Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns by an oif, Trefa, to teach you this din, what do you do by Behema? So he says, no, the Torah, but you know why Behema says, Kol Chelem Nevela and Trefa, by Behema, you're allowed to eat it? Hatoida Amra, the Torah is trying to tell you is, that's right, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's mutabah, no? Yovai isa nevela the yachal isa chel. We have a concept, ain isa chal isa, but you should know, kol chel nevela, kol chel treifa, tell you that the isa nevela is chal on the isa of chelav.
It's a yachal mena chal.
That means you get two avails.
Yeah.
Yovai isa treifa, the yachal al isa chelav. So the chelav is assumed it's created, and treifa only happened later on in life, and the treifa is chal on the isa of chelav. Utsicha. So why do you need both sides to tell you that the nevela is chal on... Once you know that the veil is chalav al chelav, why shouldn't treifa chalav chelav?
That's enough committed. If you went ahead and added
two
over on two things.
Yeah, exactly. Get twice malchus or two kabbal. Or see chenit. The yashmin and the veil, if you only know that the veil is chal, mashum the metamya, because the veil is so strict that it's metamya, behim and the veil is metamya. Ah, well, treifa, an animal, which was a kosher animal but became treif, is not a maloy, is not metamya, so maybe it's not chal. The yashmin and treifa, mashum the yisur and mechaim. If by treifa we thought that it has a chumra that a treifa even while the animal was alive, it's already osir. Avol nevela, because when the animal is alive, it's not osir. Ein maloy. Tzich if you need both. Nuvra meir, a meir, hay treifa, my avile. What does he do with treifa? By a bird, it says the word treifa. Since he doesn't, he holds. A meir holds if he shecht a bird and turn out be treifa. It's a good shchita or a good malika. So what does he do with treifa? The boyle le muute comes to tell you le muute to memayit shchita shehi lefnim. Comes to me, Mayid, we said before that if you do a shechita of a bird, if you shecht a bird inside over there, we say that it's not metami. Why? Because it has to be shove bechutz mevnim. And since outside, if you shecht the bird, it would have been a good shechita, it would have been kosher, and it wouldn't obviously wouldn't be metami. So even inside, if you shecht the bird, it's no longer metami. That's what you need the treifa for.
Even though you can't use it because before.
Yeah, but the shechita helped. Because shechita is an activity that would have helped outside. It has to be shove befnim and bechutz. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that? Treifa achadina ksiv. It says another pasuk, the word treifa there as well. The same idea to teach you that what? That if you take a bird and you shecht it inside, which you shouldn't, you know, shecht chulim ba'azor, for that's why it's along with tami. But I made it when you twice. Chad lemutish chutah shilvnim. One is to my chitah, that's what we just said. And the inside has to be similar to the outside. The chad lemutay oif tami, which we had in the other brayse, tell you that if it would have been a not kosher bird and you did, that wrong, that it's not metami. By bird, the only birds that are metami are when you eat it, and it's only metami when you, if it's a kosher species, not if it's a treifa species. Could be learned the word treifa, only a bird that has the psul of treifa, but a treifa bird, the problem is not a non kosher bird, the problem is not treifa, the problem is tamaya. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that? Menavela nafkle, he says that included, it says an extra time, the extra pasuk says nevela treifa, so that from the word nevela, I know that if it's a non kosher bird, that it's not metami. Rabbi Yehuda, menavela nafkle, but I made high nevela, my overlay says extra nevela. So he said, you know what I need the extra nevela for? The sheer achila bekazai. And we say that you ate a bird. Nevela's oif tar. If you eat it, you become tummy at the time while you're eating it. You close become tummy. How much do you have to eat? The sheer of a kazai. You eat a kazai.
What other sheer would you think if he wouldn't tell you?
Maybe a mashu. It has to be like a nevela, just like eating a nevela, which is a kazai. Says the Gemara of a tefillah and mikrokama. It says in the first pasuk also by a bird you shouldn't eat an avela. So automatically we know there's a shear of a kazayis. Medafke Rachman, it says that you shouldn't eat. Rachman, Lashon Achila, and Achila always is a Kazayis, Tam Achila, the Kazayis. Says, Gemara, there are two dinim here. Chad, Lashir, Achila, Kazayis. One passage tells you the quantity you have to eat the Kazayis, and the other one tells you within a period of time. The Chad, Lashir, Achila, Lechel, Pras. That's Kazayis. In what space of time should you eat it? Within the Lashir, Achila, Pras. Pras. Sagnam, I would have thought. Since the whole idea is a chiddush, it's not a normal case of tumi. The only time you become tumi is if you eat it and your clothes become tumi. The whole thing is a chiddush, so maybe even if you extended the time period that you ate it, even longer than achilas pras, more than the 7 minutes or 9 minutes or whatever the shear is, you'd also become tumi. No, it has to be kirei achila.
It's interesting because I would have thought that b'gagai tuma, it's matama b'nagia. As soon as you touch the thing, you transfer the tuma.
Not. By a bird, it says clearly, only when you eat it. Only when you eat it. The pasuk says, it says, kol nefesh asha toichal nevei l'treifa. So only when you eat it. It says, what ton rabon, we looked at the brais, Chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. It says in the pasuk that the chelev of nevela, we had this yesterday. The chelev of a nevela and the chelev of treifa, you should do with it whatever you want. No, it's muta bahana, and it's not tamit navas v'oichel oisachleiv. Don't eat it. Tana, when we learn chelev nevela v'chelev treifa, the chelev behema tohida kosem medabe. We're talking about the chelev of a kosher animal. The chelev of a kosher animal you're not allowed to eat, but it's not metame. You're saying it's talking about the chelev of a kosher animal that what is not metame. Maybe we're talking about the chelev of a non-kosher animal that the chelev part of it is not metame. Now, what's the word? Amrit. You can go one or two directions. You can say tia miklaus chutzah. When you shecht an animal, what happens is the animal becomes tohu. Every time you shecht an animal, the animal becomes tohu. So shechita removes any possibility of tumah. And tia mikal chaylev. And now in this pasuk, we're telling you though, so the chaylev is mutah, not mitamei. So makash a tia mikal shchita. When we say shchita, renders the animal tohu and no longer tamei. What kind of animal are we talking about? A kosher animal. It only applies to a kosher animal. If you take a camel and you shecht it, the animal is still mitamei. So if you shechita has the ability to make an animal tohu, that only applies to kosher animal. Is afkeshetiyeh mikal chelev b'tohu. So too, when the Torah says over here that the chelev is tohu, it's talking about a kosher animal, the leibet meir, and not a tamnig animal. That's why we're looking at it. Maybe go the different direction. Tiyeh mikal nevela. V'tiyeh mikal chelev. That would be metayer from a nevela, metayer from a chelev. And the Gemara later on, right? The Gemara has no idea what he's talking about here. Where do you find that you metaya from nevela if by a non-kosher animal? The Gemara has no idea.
We can't get this in the shop accidentally.
No.
Sorry.
That's part of the kosher animal that you don't have. Chelev gets removed.
That's right. You don't eat it.
Chelev gets removed with the other
Chay is an exception, but maybe not. The Vartis, the Gemara will say later. The Gemara didn't know what it means, but the Gemara Rava will point out it means it's talking about a bird. By a bird is exactly the opposite. By a bird, if it's a tamadik, a non-kosher bird, it's not metame. If it's a kosher bird, it's metame. So, a nevela. So we say a tia miklal nevela, a non-kosher animal, we say, a non-kosher bird, we say, that there's no nevela there. So maybe a tia miklal chelev, also a non-kosher animal, there's no chelev tamay there either. Makish a tia miklal nevela, but tamay le'tahida. When we say that nevela is tired, only by a non-kosher, talking about a bird. A non-kosher bird is tired. Not like a kosher bird. So maybe after you say, when the tailor comes along and says, but the chelev was all right, but tomato, I'm talking about a non-kosher bird. A non-kosher animal, sorry. That the chelev is dafke by a non-kosher animal. How do I know which way to go? Amrit, I'll tell you, when you want to go this way, if you go down this path, but tohoida, yeah, we're talking about dafke, kosher animal, the chelev is mutabana. If you learn, shchita, you're comparing it to shchita, which is only about kosher animals. Kishabab bederazu, when you go down the other path, the bitmei, dafka by a non kosher animal. So how do you know, dafka, because we learn by a bird, which one is tari dafka non kosher? Tamaloibe. Therefore, the pasuk says that the chelev and the veil of a chelev trefa. Why do we add trefa? Tamaloibe trefa, that only with trefa is an issue. Where's trefa an issue by an animal? Only by a kosher animal. A kosher animal. But if it's a non-kosher animal and if it's treifa, if it's a healthy animal, it makes a difference? Absolutely not. That's why it adds treifa. Me, she yes, but me no treifa only. When I'm telling you that the chelev is toy, is only by an animal where the treifa is a consequence. Oitzi es atumah, and I exclude tumah, she ain't bemina treifa, which there's no treifa there, or where the treifa doesn't come in. Freddy Gemara, below oitzi es a chaya, shouldn't I then also exclude chaya, she yes, bemina treifa? So according to this, a chaya is different than a behemoth, because a chaya, the chelev is you're allowed to eat the chelev. And the trader says only don't eat it, which means you're talking about only by behemoth. This din that the chelev is toyed is only talking about a behemoth. But by a deer or something, venison, no, the chelev is tummy. So, but if you're saying the whole highlight is treifa, the chelev is if it's not if you weren't shechting it, the pasuk, the same pasuk. So he said, but according to you, if treifa is the main vital pointer, so then by a chaya also, since treifa is a pointer, we should say by a chaya that since there is a treifa, the chelev should be tired. And we know it's not so. Shouldn't I also exclude a chayah as treifa? It's in the pasuk, but achol is a chlu. What kind of animal are you talking about that the chaylev is toyer? Only an animal where you're not permitted to eat the chaylev. Only an animal with a chaylev is aser, but a flesh is mutter. That's a kosher animal. Behema. Yotzer chayah, excludes a chayah, shechelba ubisra mutter. That's either fat, that's either basar is mutter. Following the Braise, what does Braise mean? That Nevela's behema toheri, the metama Nevela behema toheri. The Braise says, or we should go down the following path: that a Nevela is only tummy by a kosher animal, not by a non-kosher animal. What in the world is the Braise talking about? Because we think it's talking about an animal, not a bird. Elamiato, when the Braise says Nevela's behema toheri, who the metama that dafka the Nevela a kosher animal metame. Or Nevela's behema toheri metame. What does that mean? How can that be? Amalei said to him, Kama Savi, how many elders should Bishtuba make mistakes over here? Why? Because Aston Levelas Oiftame, we're talking about on birds, and by birds it's exactly the opposite. By birds, a kosher bird, if it's an Levela, you can get your tummy. A treif, an atomadika bird, a non kosher bird, makes it is tummy. Okay, says the Moravite, we start doing Rashina. Amalei says, Rameyer said that if you do Malika on a bird and turn out to be treif, that the bird is no longer metameh, ella betamimin, only if the bird is whole. It's treif inside, something that's not apparent, but in the surface and the outside it's whole. Avo bebali mumin, if the bird would have had a glaring mum, loy, then the Malika would not have made a toy. And Rabbi Lazar says, Afilu bebali mumin, Rabbi Lazar, even bebali mumin. That even a Baal Mum, if you did a Malika, it takes away the tumor. Itmanam, you also learned, Omar Abibi, Omar Abelazar said, Metayer, Hoyra Meir, even by Baal Mumin. Bafilu, even Baavzin, Vetana Goylin, even when it comes to Kashkas and Tana Goylin. These are birds that are not even Shaykh to be a carbon. So it's Mamish a psul, a glaring psul. It's a wrong bird. And yet, if you go ahead and you malika to it, it takes away the tumor. If you did it in the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot eat it. And malika doesn't do anything to it. Malika, you know, doesn't help.
It's only for pigeons. And only in the Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, exactly. His boy, Rabbi Yimi, has a question. Araf Eiz, when you do Egla Arufa, is with a kelbel, with a calf, and you break its back. What about if you did it with a tzik, with a goat? You did it with a goat, which is not the correct animal. According to Rabbi Lazar, says that even about it takes away the tumor.
For an egla rufa, they wanted to use a nice.
You want to know even for egla rufa, but you want to know whether it takes. It's the wrong animal. It's not yaitzeh, but does it take away the tumor from it? So oraf eiz mahu, because we just said by a bird, even though you use a bird that's not shaykh to become a carbon. Right, you use a tarnagel, but shy to become a carbon. Nevertheless, we say since you did malika, it removes the tumor. So, what about an eiz? You did the arifa. It's really the wrong animal. Can we say at least you did the arifa, therefore it's no longer tummy? So, right now, the Gemara is of the assumption that egla arufa, once you did the arufa part of it, is no longer tummy. Mao, the shy is as follows. You know why maybe over there, if you did malika, it's no longer tummy. The mina, the eifazin, or the birds. Aval eis, but a goat lav mina the eglininu, but a goat bechal is a whole different species altogether. That's a calf and it's a goat, and therefore because you shechted it, you did harifa to it. Nothing it does not take away the tumah. Oy dilma, perhaps mina the behemu. It's enough if you broaden the category. It can be included because an eis is a behemu, so is a kelb a behemu. Wild eis is a chaya, a ram when it gets older. Eis is a chaya.
Eis is the domestic
eis,
another
chaya. Kebes eis, yeah. Yosef Rav Dimi sat to ka'amal lalosh maitin, he said, with his Gemara. Omale abaya abaya said, so what do I glean from what you're saying? The assumption is egla rufa, once you did the rufa, is no longer matame. The shayli is what you do with an eis. Egla miklal, the egla rufa taidi. It seems to me clear what you're asking, that egla rufa definitely is toid. Omale in. So he answered, Avdim, he said to him, yes, you're right. Amri dvei Rav Yanai, because the Shir Rav Yanai said, kapora ksiba kekotchim. It says kapel amcha Yisrael. And when it says kapel amcha Yisrael, it's like a carbon, but it's a different format. And therefore, it's not going to be tamme anymore. Mosiv Rav Nosson asked, avua de Rav Huna bar Nosson, the father of Huna, who was the son of Nosson. Oh, you take it out? Va'ochel, it says in the Pasig, va'ochel loisachlu. And then the Pasig, it says, the chelev and the veilan. The chelev and the treifa, it's mutter, it's not metame, you can do whatever you want with it. But don't eat it. Ainli el chelev, sha'asa ba'achil. All I know is that those fats from kosher animals that you're not allowed to eat, but a mutter ba'ano, you're allowed to have ano. So therefore, since the mutter ba'ano, yosel chomolocha, therefore it's not metame. What about a kosher animal, b'chelev shashar niskel? An animal that killed somebody with a bezin sentence and to be stoned, which a din is you don't have any hanah from any part of that meat. But is it metame that if you shechted it? Is the chelev metame? Because it's kosher from a kosher animal. But the situation here is that the flesh is taka osir. What happens then? Well, the pasuk says, but don't eat it. As if the only part of the animal you shouldn't eat is the chelev. The rest of the animal you could eat. What about this comes from a species from the rest of the animal you could eat, but this particular animal you can't because the shen is cool. Chelev nisko ve'egla rufa menayin. How do you know? But there also the chelev not matam anymore, and the egla rufa also you cannot eat. Tamaloyme says the pasuk kol chelev, all fats. What do you mean all? What are you coming to include? That as long as it's from that particular species, even though this particular animal you cannot eat the fat, you cannot eat the meat. Doesn't matter. If you can tell me egla rufa tahiri, if you tell me the entire egla rufa is tahir, is he tahira? You're telling me the chelba tame. It doesn't make sense. We learn from the pasuk that the chelev of an egla rufa is tar. But in the chelev of egla rufa, we're trying to learn from here that the chelev is tar, even though the flesh is not tar. Now, l'chayda, if the egla rufa, entire egla rufa is tar, and how can you even think that the egla rufa should be tar, but the chelev part of it should be tame? The most question was, how do you know that the chelev of an egla rufa, since it should be tar? What do you mean, how do you know? The rest of the animal is tar, because you just said before, we learned from the word kapara, that one, that if you did that rufa part, it's no longer tar. Tame. Sorry? Talk about tumah now, tumah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but just...
Yeah, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's tar. So we're talking about tumah and tare. Who cares about that? If Lepoyel or Koyim went and did the wrong things, does it become tumah or not? All of these things are talking about the guy did the wrong thing. The guy eats an avela, it's still wrong. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So the Gemara, he told the Chelba Tommy. So the Gemara, heche de arif medif le itzchalei. You're right. We never even have to have a minute. If you did the arufa part, if you did the actual arufa, then of course, if the entire animal is tari, we would have a half a minute. The chelish should be tummy, but we don't need the posse for that. You took this egla arufa, you set aside, but instead of doing the arufa part, what you did was you shechted it. Now we know an egla arufa, the moment you set it aside, the animal becomes osa b'hano. We'll soon see when it reaches Nachal Eson. So therefore, since the egla arufa becomes osa b'hano, the Torah we're talking about, you went ahead and you shechted it. What happens then? Is the chelev, so the animal is osir. Does the chelev become mutter, tummy or not? Now, for the rest of the animals, obviously osir in the question, and therefore we had to learn from the species. So why doesn't the shechita take metayir and should be in the vela? If you did shechter it, then why b'chal is in the vela? You shechted it. It's an animal. It's an old calf. Leitzicha, you're right. We're talking about shemesa. We're talking about a case, not that you shechted it, it died on its own. You didn't do arufa, but it died on its own. It died on its own. The meat part of the arufa is osa, it's tummy. Because you didn't do arufa part, it's tummy. And the question is, what happens to the chelev? And that's when you need a pasuk to tell you the chalev is toir. Because it's a general species, we don't look at a specific animal. So you tell me, but while it's alive before you died, it is awesome. We're telling me that the chalev egla rufa, when he had a shayla, should be toir, is when the animal died. That means when the animal's alive, everything is tummy. Yes. Because he said, once you set aside the roof, it's already us at the moment. It's like a carbon. I once heard that there's a limit, there's a time. When the animal becomes osa bahano, when there's egla rufa, v'shachachti, and I forgot what it is. V'noz bin chavraya, and then my chavayna sat down to try to think and come up with a svara, when is that time? And the meima, they said, not that they heard, but they said a svara, yiridos l'nachal eisan hi esarta. That when you...
It becomes
a carbon. From not tummy, osir. It becomes really osir.
Well, it's not alive.
Yeah, nachalesa, which is a machlekes. If nachalesa means a river or means the hard virgin soil.
But from when you designated as egla,
not designated, from when you brought it down to the nachalesa, and that's when it becomes osir. And we're our shaila about the chayli become when we had a half a minute. The chayli should be tummy. We needed a pasuk. It's talking about you shechted the animal or died on its own. You check the take, it would have been tar altogether. It's not a novella. It died on its own. So the rest of the animal is tummy, like any other novella. The question is, what happens to the chelu?
The person who's leading it down there to Nachales, and he becomes tummy because he's touching the animal.
If he's not touching the animal, why is also and tummy is two different things.
It's not
shy. Animal balachaim is not tummy. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. Kol azvachim. Now, there's five kinds of chatoyis hameses. The five kinds of kabbonis chatzah. We say that if this happened, you let them die. Not like other kabbonis, where you let them get a mum and then you sell it with the money you use something. For example, if the owner died or forgot lost and you brought another animal's place, or the vlad of a chatas, if there's a baby inside the chatas and so on. So, kol azvachim, all the kabbonis, shenis arvu bechatoyis hameses. They got mixed up with the chatoyis hameses. In fact, the Gemara will say it's the other way around. The chatas hamesa. Animal that chatas that you have to let it die got mixed up with many other animals that are proper kabbonis. Or shayniskel got mixed up with 1,000 proper kabbonis. I feel achas beribi one of 10,000. You musa kul and they all die. Why? Because there's no bittel here. Because the animals are so chashuv. By a double chashuv, there's no bittel. Rashi kol hazvach and I feel achas beribi hashtem mashem. Right now, there are more things. Achas ksheda beribu shechatoyis amesis. One kosher animal can mix up with 10,000 non-kosher chatoyis amesis. Hichlid, the Gemara will add, putting more than my afilu, or having mesis ruba. Obviously, if 10,000 of them are no good kabbonis, and you have one good carbon, what's a shaila? Tidiktoni, shenis arvu, because it says in the Mishnah clearly, it got mixed up in bechatoyis amesis. And then the Gemara will answer, talking about the reverse. That the chatoyis amesis, one single chatoyis amesis, got mixed up with 10,000 kabbonis that were set aside for kabbonis. Chomech chatois amesis. There are five animals that are chatois amesis. Vlad chatas. One of them is the vlad of a chatas. You said it's an animal of chatas, and then it was pregnant, fell pregnant, then had a baby. Chatas shemesis by lem, and the chatas that the owner died. And then there is tumuras chatas. If you swapped, you took a chatas and you brought another animal, and you said there should be a tumura, and we say hayahu tumuras a kodesh. That tumura cannot be brought as a chatas. Ushechipra balev, the balabas lost it. He lost it, and he brought another carbon, and then he found this one.
So he's achieved kapara already.
Yes, yeah,
so
he can't bring this one up. What do you do with it? You let it die. You starve it until it dies. Usha avda or lost it. The shemitzas balamu. You came back a balas mum. Says the next Vaitikin Mishnah. What about Nis Arvu got mixed up with a shoy Shenev the Boy Aveda? It got mixed up with a shoy that an Aveda was done. And I'll give an example. You got mixed up one shoy that an Aveda was done, which is you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbech. You don't have to kill this animal, but you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbech. Got mixed up with 10,000 animals that are set aside for the carbon. What do you do here? For example, this animal killed a person and it was single. So the animal cannot be brought as a carbon, but we don't kill the animal. With a shoy, happened. Let's say we're talking about now one on one. So we're not talking about a chatas and mesa you have to kill. This is an animal that you let it wander about, get a mumi, you sell it, and so on. And with five rozel, mahi, what it is, keep going. The mission explaining. Killed a person based on piyedechad. Oy al pi abaylim, or the owner came and was murdered. The shoyer shehemus al pi abaylim, if a shoyer came and was killed, based on what the baylim said, if the lame is skiller, you're potter from skiller. Why? Could murder be knas potter? We have a rule that if you're murder in knas with potter, we won't kill the animal. And then the Mishnah continues other examples. Reveya v'nilba al pi adechad. An animal gets killed if it's involved in bestiality, but it's only got a single aid, al pi abaylim. The hash to lav shoyer on iskulu. These shoyers don't get killed. We don't kill them. An ordinary person is allowed to eat it. If a Veda would say out there, a Yid can eat it, especially if there's passage for a carbon. The problem why Yid cannot eat over here is because there's another animal there mixed in that's a carbon. The Efshalim could as cool, and why don't we sell it? Why don't we sell both animals and the money used to bring whatever the carbon is, shahari psulim la krova, you know, the apostle to hakrova, I mean, mitmura, min ha behema, we looked in the Gemara, we looked already before, min ha behema, lohoitzi hareveya vahanirba, it says min ha behema, not all the behemas. Which behemas are excluded? An animal that's involved in the bestiality. Min ha bucker, from the cattle, lohoitzi es haneved, if an animal was worshipped, for avodah zarah. Min ha tzayin, from the flock, lohoitzi es hamukts, if an animal was even set aside for avodah zarah, you didn't use it, you just set it aside. Umin ha tzayin, from the sheep, lohoitzi es hanirba, of an animal was a gorer, like a sharnisko, mukta sheik teyu, let's say the choy dechavim. That mukta means you set it aside for avoy dezada, v'lohikivu, but you didn't actually yet worship it. The never, never means sha'ostul avoy dechavim. The choy, once you know mukta, why need never? Because the Torah only said one pasuk, you would go for the minimum amount, which would be first never. So we need both. The hishtach v'loh, and you worship it, v'amim, perikol, kol asur, says muta, the mutodin lehedjit. All of these, a hedjit is allowed to eat it.
Interesting that you learn nageach from
tzoyin. Tzoyin, yeah. That's one animal that's not.
You would think it's baka.
Because it's the least chiddush. Each one you take, you know, it's the greatest chiddush. Because the animal itself is, it didn't do an aveda, bestiality, and all that. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The fact is, big machlekes in the poskim, if a guy is mazik somebody, he's even aveda. You got to pay money. It's dinimominous. But is there a crime? Says the Mishnah, right? According to the Rameh, it's even on behalf of the Lecha Kamoicha. Bereva, Venirva, we just learned this in Ashi, Mukta, Veneva, the Eston. Eston is if you give this as a gift to a woman for her services and she wants to bring it now, or Mechida, you swap it for a dog, which is Pasna as well. Beklayim, or using it for Klayim. Or over Trefa, or a Yaitse, Daifen. Yaitse Daifen is it wasn't born. It was a cesarean. Yiru Achi Yistaiva. What do you do now? You let them wander about until the animals both have a mum, because even the carbon one has to have a mum. And then when you machru, you sell both the animals. The yavi bidmeha yofashben. Now, just two animals. You don't know which one is the right animal. Take the more expensive animal. One animal you got $100 for. One animal you got $180 for. Give the $180 and buy with it a carbon. Ma'oise hamin from that min. And that's what you buy a carbon with. Let's just do Rashi and we'll finish here. Climb a trevi to Dafin, show you a kesef, send the positive, show you a kesef, prat le climb. Has to be a specific animal, not if it's a climb. Ki yevole, prat le yoitse Dafin, has to be born, not through a cesarean. Trefa, hosam amin, and kishu oimer, when it says min habokar, le mat, it says again, shein tamal oimer, lo hoitse es a trefa. You cannot bring a trefa as a carbon. Ula head, we're not talking about eating it, just as a carbon, especially an oiler. What's wrong with bringing as an oiler? Nobody eats it anyway, you're not allowed to. But these carbonas are permitted to all these animals. These three, even a hedjit cannot eat it. He cannot eat a trefa, cannot eat klein. But he's muter bahano. He can give it to his dogs. Yidu, what do? You let her wander about. The machmas hazeva chamura ben, because of the carbon that's mixed in. Nasu kul on the hedjit. Even a hedjit cannot use it. The lechale al mois boy the tami, if she cannot be so right away swap it for money while the animal is whole, you can't, because it's a carbon. One of them is a carbon. You can't swap a carbon. Hilchach yidu achi yistai, we'll let them wander about until they contract the moon, both of them. The yovi bidmeha yofish ben, use the money of the better animal. If the carbon of the carbon was an oiler, use the greater amount of money and buy another animal, similar animal for an oiler. The shema zebuch yofish, because maybe the carbon is the nicer animal. The yemen will say, "Kol makom shua zebuch." When you swap it for money, say wherever whichever animal is a carbon, the yemen chulul al moyis alalu. So we exchange for this money. The yavi min hamoyis oiler. With this money, he buys an oiler and the im shlamim. If it happened to be shlamim, then shlamim. Okay, we'll stop here.